首先让我们欢迎来自奥克兰的潘光荣同修与我们分享心灵法门，令皮肤素疾迅速康复，移民身份顺利获取，学佛修心获得了真正的清净与法喜，让我们掌声欢迎。
感恩南无大慈大悲救苦救难广大灵感观世音菩萨摩诃萨，感恩十方三世一切诸佛菩萨及龙天护法菩萨，感恩大慈大悲无我利他的恩师卢修宏台长，感恩一直帮助我的师兄们。各位师兄大家好，我是来自奥克兰的同修，感恩大家给我这个机会来分享我是如何通过心灵法门四大法宝治疗玫瑰糠疹皮肤病以及拿到新西兰 PR 的。我是2016年11月法会前开始修学心灵法门的，当时学佛的目的很简单，因为要递交新西兰 PR 申请，就希望能通过念经锦上添花早日拿到身份。从观音堂节约了些资料回家开始学念经，刚开始功课是每天7遍大悲咒和7遍心经，其他小咒21遍。当时中介准备帮我们在圣诞放假前递交申请资料，可是还差一个资料必须本人回国亲自办理，无奈我只好赶紧订票回国。那时候的我还不太明白杀生的可怕，回国的几天当然不能错过美食，错吃了现杀的鱼和海鲜，结果业障爆发，全身起满了疹子，除了露在外面的看不见的地方全是。因为要赶着回来递交资料也没重视，后来实在痒得受不了，看了西医，开了口服药和涂抹药，可是一点效果也没有，于是又改看中医。中医诊断是玫瑰糠疹，喝了2个月中药不见好，天天喝的味觉都没了，还得为家人煮饭，煮出来的饭菜可想而知，每天还要抹药。刚开始先生还帮忙抹药，慢慢也被我的病折磨得很烦躁。那段时间我深深地体会到健康的重要性。4月5日我去观音堂咨询，我这样的情况该怎么办。师兄告知这是业障爆发，以前吃了很多活的海鲜，并且念经了不能吃活的海鲜，最好许愿吃素。但是我刚修4个多月还是有些顾虑，就决定先每个月吃20天素，看能否坚持下来。于是在观音堂和菩萨忏悔，祈求皮肤病康复，并为此许愿：一、从此不杀生；二、一个月吃20天素；三、5年累练10万遍大悲咒，身上好了很多，腿部还有少许，真是太感恩菩萨了。许愿之后念经速度也比以前快了许多，之后皮肤一天天变好，但还是未痊愈。后来我又许愿吃全素，皮肤病居然痊愈了，至今也没有复发过。回想这段被病痛折磨的经历，就是我学佛路上的增上缘，它让我明白了福祸无门，为人自招，善恶之报如影随形，也开启了我如素戒杀，探索学佛真实含义的智慧之门。这期间我们的移民申请也很快的被分到了移民官， 一切都貌似按部就班的进行中，我们估计最迟会在七月拿到批准。就在一切顺卷在握的时候，突然收到移民局的邮件，告知我们的签证要到期了，需要尽快办理延期，否则要回国等待 PR， 这样就会面临孩子无法继续上学的窘境。当时没有智慧，情急之下就去找通灵人算命，被告知六月底七月初会有消息，结果六月底等到的是换移民官的消息，而且九月将是新西兰大选，如果换了总理，那就可能要减少移民，种种不利的消息真的是让我们焦头烂额。幸运的是八月初顺利拿到了签证延期，感恩菩萨。
到香打卷，我跟母亲都感动得泪如雨下，感恩慈悲的观世音菩萨来救我。李同兄的太太用神奇的中医调理办法为我降温，还有我的老乡。恶化很快很紧急，之前只是左肺肺炎，心愿感恩观世音菩萨派来这么多人间菩萨来救我。再次赶去医院，医院依旧对我的病情束手无策，还是在观察阶段。我无助地躺在病床上，望着天花板，后悔之前不断给自己制造借口，没有许愿吃全素，而且以前的口欲很重，吃了很多荤食。这几天静脉穿刺，已经扎遍左右手所有的血管，我已经疼到麻木了，看着自己青一块紫一块的胳膊，我在想那些动物被杀之前该经历怎样的痛苦折磨。我深深的叹息，忏悔自己的恶业，于是向观世音菩萨许愿，终生全素，永不杀生，同时许愿放生鱼儿五万条。我祈求观世音菩萨可以留我在人间久一点。如果这么快的离开，我还有很多事儿没有做，还有父母，还有小孩的责任，还有我还有报答那些帮助我的人间菩萨们，我还要为弘法继续努力，我还要继续念诵经文组合小房子给我的药经者。第二天剧情有了新的反转，我的体温在没有用退烧药的情况下突然恢复了正常，之前各个器官都出现衰竭，医院束手无策，查不出病因，也无法用药的情况下，肝功肾功能指标自动从原来的466自行下降接近正常128， CRP 炎症指数之前的百位数直接接近正常。医院的医生诊断我得的是很严重的非典型肺炎，至今无法查出发病的原因，也没有适合我的药物医治我。不过看到我见好，他们很高兴，我可以出院了。尽管医学发达的今天，肺炎仍是国人死因的第三位，感恩观世音菩萨妈妈慈悲保佑我化险为夷，心灵法门真实不虚。感恩师父卢台长带给我们这么好的法门，让我有缘学习佛法改变命运。感恩新西兰观音堂这个温暖的大家庭，犹如亲人一样的师兄不断为我助念。感恩我经历的一切，他让我更加珍惜现在的生活，看见无常，原来才发现平安是世界上最美丽的祝福。 平安是人间最简单的幸福。是师父曾讲过，人生没有彩排，每天都是现场直播。人只有感受到痛苦，才能提醒自己要好好念经学佛。又因为我苦，故不愿看到别人如我这般痛苦。通过我的这次惊险经历，也希望可以警醒大家，不要再抱有侥幸心理，不要等到劫难来临时，恶业爆发时，才想起来吃素念经。我们要珍惜每个缘分，抓紧时间好好念经，好好跟着师父学习佛法。我发愿，在今后的日子里，跟随观世音菩萨、恩师卢台长精进学佛，救度更多的有缘众生，努力做功德，一世修成报佛恩。
下面，让我们欢迎新西兰的汤姆同修与我们分享。心灵法门令自闭症的儿子短时间内即获得显著进步好转，心灵法门灵验无比，让我们掌声欢迎。
感恩观世音菩萨、各诸佛菩萨、卢俊宏师父。My deep gratitude to Guanyin Bodhisattva. My deep gratitude to all Buddhas and all Bodhisattvas. My deep gratitude to Master Jun Hong Lu. I am a local from New Zealand and a father to three boys. Me and my wife have always thought as parents that we would do everything we could to protect our children, to help them out if they had any challenges or became unwell at any time. Now I am very grateful and humble to stand in front of you all today.To talk about what has worked for us and for my family and how we are all in this together. Our family have always had a good life, good jobs and are reasonably healthy. Our eldest son was born 7 years ago, big, beautiful and healthy. He talked at an early age, around 11 months. Everything seemed to be going well, but things changed when he was 3. He started talking to himself sometimes and his language level decreased.And he would wake up multiple times every night. It was very hard to get him to sleep. Specialists diagnosed him as having mild autism. And they were only able to provide some medicine to help him sleep, but there was no other treatment available. My wife and I were baptized Christian, and she had been praying to God about our son's unexpected behavior. God guided her to Master Lu, who, in my understanding,is the disciple of Guanxian Pusa, practicing Xinling Fa Men to the world. My wife's family has also been in training Guanxian Pusa for nearly 30 years. Due to these two reasons, my wife felt very attached to Xinling Fa Men straight away. We set up a room in our house to worship the Buddha in April this year and began to do the four methods, which is the essence of Xinling Fa Men.Reading the Buddha scriptures, releasing fish, making vows, and reading Baiho Fofa, the books about Buddhist wisdom. There are several milestones in this journey of helping our son recover. Firstly, after about 30 little houses had been completed, he no longer, needed any medicine to go to sleep. And he can sleep through the night without waking.This is the first milestone we have achieved, and it is very encouraging that Guanxian Pusa does help us achieve it together. On the 29th of June, we made a vow to read 1,000 times Boro Bolo Mido Xianjing, the Heart Sutra for him. We did this so that he would have no issues using the toilet. We would read 35 times a day and completed it by the 28th of July. On 4th of July, even my son himself started reading Xinjing, Junqi Xinzhou, Qifo Mei Zui Jin Yin with us. We thought that was very important, not only for us to read to him, but let him read the Buddha scriptures as well. He does not speak Chinese, but he can follow my wife or me if I read in Pinyin. After we read around 700 times Boruo Boruo Mido Xinjing, plus reading with him every night, his toilet training has been successfully completed after many years of trying. The biggest achievement during this process is that he would read the scriptures himself every night. And we will make sure he continues doing this. So Xinling Flamen can continue to accompany him growing up. As the result is so good over time, we started applying another two methods to help our son get an even better result, gradually releasing fish and transferring the good merit we have done to him. It is always great and meaningful to help people as it helps and shapes yourself as well to be a better person. For example, if I help other people resolve some IT problems in my spare time, I can give the merit to my son. My wife enjoys doing volunteering work on the weekends at the free entry vegetarian food event organized by Auckland Guanyin Sita. I fully support her to do it as we can give the merit to our son as well. Every time she comes home, she is telling me how delicious the vegetarian food is. In the beginning of August, we made a vow to read another 21 little houses so that he can get better with his writing. By the time we have completed in October, his writing skills have improved greatly, as well as his drawing and maths, and we will now read another 21 little houses for him. Overall, through reading around 60 little houses, releasing thousands of fish, and making vows, our son has improved significantly in only several months. Xinling Fanmen does work for us. Now we are enjoying the journey watching our child getting better and better. Our experience is that you have to keep working on it and do not give up. You might not see the result in a short time, but you certainly will if you have strong belief and do what it suggests. I'll now share a story about how I apply Xinling Fanmen methods to resolve one of my own problems. For a client I'm working with, we were facing a problem that I was totally stuck on and did not see any way forward. I made a vow in front of Guanxi Yinpusa to read seven little houses and Jieje Jiao 49 times, the mantra to untie karmic knots. Read it 49 times every day. And I vowed also that I would share this story at this meeting. After I've made this vow, shortly after I sat down, probably only 10 minutes later, a path to a solution to this problem suddenly became clear to me, which was an unbelievable, amazing feeling. I am now sharing the story with you, as I have promised, in front of Guanxi and Pusa. My family and I apply the methods of Xinling Fanmen in our family's daily life. Our experience is that no matter your origin, your belief, the difficulties you might have, you can try these methods, which have been working great for our family. Thanks to Guanxi Yinpusa, Master Lu, and the team, you all know who you are. Also, I thank my son, who has given us the opportunity to get to know Xinling Fanmen. There is a saying that suffering is a blessing. Whatever problems you might have in your life, be positive and strong, as it could be turned to the best gift in your life. All the best. Thank you very much.
下面让我们欢迎张同修与我们分享，患有恶性晚期肿瘤的母亲通过心灵法门跨过生死劫难，神奇康复好转，让我们掌声欢迎。
下一感恩大慈大悲观世音菩萨，感恩龙天护法，感恩师父卢金红台长，感恩大家。我妈妈在今年四月查出患有胶质母细胞瘤四级恶性晚期，我虽心痛但不意外，因为观世音菩萨和师父去年一年都在给我提醒妈妈有劫。2019年4月11日，妈妈失明，检查才知道 脑瘤大到把视神经压迫糜烂了。医生说看 CT 判断是恶性，最终结果要看术后样本检测。妈妈在两天内迅速恶化倒下，12日妈妈终于许愿全素1000张小房子，病好后现身说法，我去佛台替妈妈转达愿力，祈求观世音菩萨看在我是一个好孩子的份上，慈悲怜悯我妈妈，我替她许愿放生15万条鱼、10000只甲鱼，半月内尽快放完，求观世音菩萨无论如何通过这次救救我妈妈，让她彻底醒悟，给她在人间更多时间现身说法，救度众生。13日开始大放生，等到16日动手术那天，刚好给妈妈放生满10万条鱼。这一天多惊险，后来得知在手术中有血止不住的情况，万幸菩萨保佑手术成功了。21日全部甲鱼放完，梦到师父给妈妈灌顶了，隔天妈妈就可以自己起床了，走得稳稳的。27日放生全部完愿后，有幸请师父看了图腾，师父说妈妈如果动手术更容易变植物人，实在要动就等一个老年的医生，事实正是如此，师父料事如神。我对妈妈说，大放生言的寿是给你学佛念经的，不是给你带孩子做家务的。妈妈听了也哽咽了，她手术后神志清晰，反应灵敏，而且这种开颅都不觉得很痛，每天还吃很多，护士都惊讶。很多人虽说是手术成功，术后却无法自理，因此妈妈很清楚菩萨在保佑她。29日妈妈检测报告出来， WHO4 胶质母细胞瘤4级不敏感，是最坏的一种，没有针对性药物可用，医生建议1月后放疗，无法进行靶向治疗。医生说这种病早期活5年的几率也只有5%到9%，何况晚期最恶性，只能以天来计算了。在已有的病例里，还没出院瘤又长出来的大有人在。知道结果后虽然失落，但我没有被打倒，一路走来我清楚这个病的核心在于术后控制，妈妈能够好好活着就是现身说法。在心灵法门里，有位同修是因为丈夫得了这个病才学佛的，术后控制得很好，医生甚至说不会长了，可惜同修丈夫不学佛，许愿了吃素保命，病好后违愿，很快被拖走了。虽然是个不成功的案例，但给了我很大的信心，妈妈自己学佛只要好好落实愿力，她多活一天就能多还一天债。5月9日妈妈预备放疗，那时我正在新加坡法会，法会功德真是不可思议。之前妈妈虽然口齿清晰，但是经文遗忘了不少，但我在法会期间时，妈妈说身体舒服很多，一天能念5-6张小房子。手术后一切都朝着好的方向发展，突然梦到妈妈吃得很不干净，事后得知爸爸带妈妈去荤菜馆吃了素菜， 六月十七日 CT 检查出，妈妈的脑瘤火箭般再度长到五公分了。妈妈开始口齿不清，出现幻觉，不会说话，不会走路，比第一次还要严重。我崩溃了，急得发邮件去秘书处，深夜收到师父开示，要再许大愿，再违愿就会被拉走。经文组合小房子160张，放生3000条，我一下子看到了希望。然而现实核磁共振结果还是给了我重击，八公分的脑瘤已经大到脑干临界，医生硬着头皮手术，并给我们发了病危通知单。我立刻去放生，同时请同修们助念，同修们尽心尽力，让我感动不已。更让人意想不到的是，妈妈手术期间再次幸运得到师父看图腾。师父说妈妈是还债，就缺小房子，画130张质量好的，可能可以救，手术要5个小时。事实上妈妈从推进去到出来刚好5小时。妈妈术后醒来着急问我们，她身份证去哪了？沟通中知道，原来手术那几天妈妈在梦中换了黄色绸带的新身份证。我们听完震撼极了，我告诉妈妈，她手术那天师父看了图腾，是观世音菩萨和师父救了她。师父为我妈妈看了4次图腾，2次都提到会变植物人，但是靠着心灵法门3大法宝，妈妈还阳了。师父说过，如果能够感动观世音菩萨，他一定救你，只要这个身体还有用，哪怕灵魂走掉，菩萨都会想办法帮你还魂。妈妈历经2次生死，都思维清晰，运动自如，她知道有菩萨才有今天，所以努力念经，想着一定要现身说法。妈妈已发愿一门精进，永不退转，终身如素，永不杀生，清修以自身病例度10000人，现身说法，活一天就永远跟随观世音菩萨和师父修心学佛，发愿助缘弘法。8月11日中元节前，师父慈悲为我解梦，妈妈已经过了生死劫，本来要走人的，孩子帮他求了念经了，他的业还是要报的，但是这条命就保下来了，劫过了。如今妈妈在家调理，恢复较为平稳，还接连度了家里2个护工。所有学到的知识合并起来，都无法让我们平平安安过好这一生，只有学佛才能做到，也只有佛法才能向我们毫无保留地揭示宇宙人生的真相，人生中的遗憾佛法可以帮助它圆满，学佛人生从此不留遗憾。感恩观世音菩萨，感恩十方一切诸佛菩萨龙天护法，感恩慈悲忘我的师父，感恩聆听的同修们。